Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Rise.
It's time to wake on up.
Wake up.
With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the butcher boy, Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, let's go. I'm fired up, baby. Fired up. We got Thursday Night Football tonight. We got the regular season less than a week away in the NBA. It's on and cracking, baby. With the Giants manager, we got MLB playoffs going. See what the Blue Jays did last night? Oh, my God. People were saying after that Julio Rodriguez home run, Joe, it's over. Night-night. Mariners going to roll through all the way to their first World Series appearance. No. It's like I'm a tumble on you. Vlad Jr. with the bombski. And there is life in the ALCS. Is there life in the NLCS? Well, we'll see as that series shifts to Dodger Stadium tonight, where the Brew Crew will try to salvage that series against the defending champion Los Angeles Dodgers. I say good morning to Joe Shasky, Carter, Sam, all you lovely people just getting off work, getting ready for maybe a long weekend, if you will. I think the rain stopped for now, which is good, but it is colder out there in Chile, so bundle up, people, because that fall weather is approaching and basketball is in the air. Can you feel it, Joe? Can you feel like the Warriors season officially, like, we're here?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Like, you know it's basketball season when LeBron's got 7 different media members caping up for why he's out for a couple of weeks.
Who are they? You going to name them?
Dave McMenamin, I mean, at the top of the list.
Covers him for ESPN, covers the Lakers.
No, LeBron. You said it right the first time. Just covers him.
Well, he does. I mean, he's made that company, God. ESPN, how much? Millions of dollars since he's joined the league, right? Right?
Oh, who cares?
As an old guy, you should sympathize with him. The sciatica is no joke.
This is where I want to start, though. I want to start with the Steph Curry-Bryson videos.
Okay.
Bryson DeChambeau.
Please explain.
Bryson DeChambeau does these YouTube videos.
Who's Bryson DeChambeau?
He's a golfer.
Okay.
And he does these YouTube videos where he tries to, like, you and me, let's say you're a celebrity, Joe, and you come on my YouTube channel, and we're going to go hit a local course, and we're going to try to break 50, meaning the two of us are going to play kind of best ball. You hit a ball, I hit a ball, wherever the better ball lands, we play the next shot from there, and we're going to do everything we can to score a 50. And it's really difficult. You know, if par on a normal golf course is 71 or 72, you know, he's going to move the tee boxes up and do everything that he can to try to, you know, put together a fun video. And they're usually tongue-in-cheek. He's done them with country singers. He's done them with other athletes from other particular sports. He's done them with President Trump. He's done now one with Steph Curry, and they were at Lake Merced. My mom used to work at Lake Merced golf course here in Daly City. And so it was a fascinating video, and everyone's losing their minds about Steph Curry hit a drive farther than Bryson. Hence, therefore, he outdrives Bryson consistently. He should be on the PGA Tour. And it's just wild. The people that don't understand, it'd be like me having sweeping conclusions about, you know, downhill skiing off of one downhill skiing video when I know nothing about the sport. It's just, it's wild. And I think the bigger thing is Steph Curry is just an absolute megastar. Yes. Just megastar.
Yes.
And Bryson DeChambeau's YouTube channel is more popular than the golf channel.
Oh, probably.
No, it's not even close.
Well, because more people watch YouTube than they do watch the golf channel.
I think his President Trump video has like 6 or 7 million views. It could be more than that.
Oh, but not for surprising.
Example.
Yeah.
Anyway, the point being is Steph Curry, anything he does touches gold, and it's just lighting the internet on fire. And Bryson DeChambeau goes back over to Steph Curry's house in the backyard, and they're playing like a little pickup. And it's just absolutely hilarious to see Bryson DeChambeau guarding Steph Curry, and Steph's just goofing around, and they're having fun. And just the whole thing is social media gone crazy. Did you watch any of it?
I did. I watched Bryson go one-on-one with Steph. Bryson's a big dude. Like, I know, like, he bulked up and his whole thing was grip it and rip it. Like, the new John Daly, I'm going to drive every single, you know, green I can try to get my hands on. I'm going to cut corners. I'm going to try to drive it over the forest. And it was entertaining to watch, but it was also kind of painful to watch him at times, Joe, with that swing, all the torque. I was like, God, this guy's back's going to give out. But it was funny to see Bryson try to go one-on-one with Stephen Curry, and God bless him. No shot, no chance. Steph just three balls straight in his face, and he hits him with the night-night at the end. But good for Bryson to be a good sport about it, because there are athletes that will never, like, put themselves in that position to be, like, made fun of.
Well, this is
why
I like Bryson. And he's evolved a lot as a player.
Well, because he used to be the villain, remember?
Exactly.
He used to be the villain of the tour, him and Brooks Koepka.
Well, and he's the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, because he was drinking, like, 7,000 shakes a day.
Hey, he's bulking up. It was bulk season, brother. Come on.
What's funny to me, though, is that in less than 20 hours, if you had to guess, how many views on YouTube does the Bryson DeChambeau Steph Curry video have? In less than 24 hours. They posted it yesterday morning. How many views do you think they
have? Half a million.
Try 1.7.
Wow!
Three times what I thought. 1.7 million views in less than a day.
It's pretty incredible. It just shows you that Stephen Curry is
exactly
that dude.
I mean, he really is. And, like, everyone needs to pump the brakes. No, Steph could not be on the PGA Tour if he stopped today.
We've done this already with Tony Romo, guys, all right? And I know Tony Romo's not Stephen Curry, but
no one's saying
Tony
that.
Romo, no, but for golf, he was really freaking good. He was.
So you've got, like, for an example, for those that don't know, like, on Bryson's channel, he's got things like, hey, me in 18 holes with Kevin Hart, and Kevin Hart's kind of like his caddy. Can I break a public course record in one try? Can I break 50 with Jason Kidd? Adam Sandler. I mean, he's got other YouTubers like Grant Horvat, who has millions of followers on his YouTube channel. So he does it with Matt Stafford. This Steph Curry one is going to break so many records.
Well, of course,
outside of the maybe Trump one, I don't think anything's going to come close.
Because Stephen Curry is presidential around these parts, and quite frankly, globally. The guy's just a global star, more so than those other ones. Like, he just is.
If I were to
Matt Stafford's not hitting in Guangdong, China. He's not.
So Phil Mickelson and him have 5 million views on their video, okay? How many for Trump's video? It's been out for about a year.
Wait, so he's got 5 million for Phil?
5 million views for Phil.
As I call him, Fickleson.
Steph will probably get to 10 million when it's all said and done.
Trump's probably got what, around 10 million?
16 million views.
It's all right. I mean, he's president. So that makes sense. That makes sense. Was it in this first iteration, or was it the last iteration?
It was the one from a year ago.
Okay. All right.
And the one with Adam Sandler, 8.5 million. I think Steph's going to be at 10.
And Bryson was in Happy Gilmore too, obviously. Yes. So he's got
it
a connection.
It was actually
there.
Funny.
He was. He poked fun at himself. Zalatoris was definitely
the best character
when he was plays the caddy from the first Happy Gilmore. That was some good stuff.
But there's one little beef that I've got.
Oh,
and this is something that's only going to be like, and I'm a weirdo on this, and I'm sure you guys were all rolling your eyes in the chat yesterday because my cousin did the same thing to me. YouTube golf. I watch a lot of YouTube golf, meaning like, it's curated, it's edited, and, you know, you've got guys like, hey, this is a club review. Hey, this is a golf course review. Hey, this is, you know, here are some tips on how to play golf. But there's so many different YouTube channels that are, like, golf-related.
Sure.
Like, you go down any of these rabbit holes, there's golf sneaker YouTube channels.
Yeah.
There's, purse YouTube channels. There's, obviously, Elmo YouTube channel, which is very popular with my son currently. Miss Rachel. But I have a bugaboo with some of these golf channels.
Oh, boy.
And it's specifically, it's about the fake yardage on all of these swings.
Oh, no.
All right? A football field is 100 yards, right? So when guys are doing, you know, these YouTube videos when it comes to throwing a football and whatnot, you know, you want to see where they are on the hashes, right? Where they are on the football field when they throw a football. You'll see, like, you know, Michael Vick threw a football 88 yards.
Jamarcus Russell from his knees threw it the length of a football field. But we do this all the time. Why do you think Zach Wilson was the number two overall pick? He did a little pirouette, like threw it on a rope for 50 yards. Can't even like do a layup in an actual game.
Well, so I just got a bone to pick. And it's not necessarily all on Steph or all on Bryson. It's YouTube golf in general. I've played that course many a times because my mom worked there for a long, long time. And so on Mondays when the course is shut down to the general public, you know, my mom would get me and my dad and my brother and some of us out on that course. That course can get really windy.
Joe, I know where you're going. You better be careful here. That's all I'm saying. You're treading on some shaky ground right now.
In the words of the great George Costanza, I think there's some shrinkage going on. I think we're exaggerating about the size of some of these drives when it comes to YouTube golf. Mm. And in particular, the video on the first hole, which is absolutely curated and not realistic. There are hedges, there are bushes, and there's a back tee that's about 380, 385. Okay. Dude, they were hitting these drives from the middle of the fairway. Carter, you're a golfer. Joe, you're a golfer.
I am.
You know what a tee box looks like.
Yes.
And I know what the tee boxes look like, even at the newly redesigned Lake Merced.
Was it like the Reds, though? Was it like the Warriors?
They were hitting from like the juniors in the middle of it. Were they just, most of the times of the juniors, there's not a box. They just kind of throw the junior tees kind of like in the middle of the fairway. You tee it up in the middle of a wide, wide fairway, and you just hit the ball.
Do we still say ladies tees, or is that not acceptable
anymore? It's the forward tees. The middle tees,
forward
the back tees.
Okay,
yeah.
Sorry.
Or you just go by the cup.
I want to get canceled. That's what they used to call them when I was a kid. All right?
I'm calling cap on Steph Curry, and I love him. I'm calling cap on Bryson, all right? And for the young people out there, they know what cap is. For the old people, that means you're saying that they're lying. They're exaggerating. What are you laughing about? Why are you laughing?
It's just the producer, the show between the show.
What'd you guys say?
He said it's not the ladies tees anymore. Them. That's what we're doing. So, that was good. That was good. Shout out to those watching on YouTube. Brought to you by First Store.
Not sure I needed to go out on air, but all right.
For a low rate auto loan, apply online, or just ask for First Store Card Financing at the dealer. We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
And I'm not done. I'm not done.
Oh, well, we're not.
Golf's a gentleman's game. It's a gentleman's game. You score your own scorecard. I trust that you find your ball in the rough and you didn't just drop one out of your pocket. Like OJ famously would do all the time.
Like Judge Smales?
Exactly. All right? We call it
OJ?
Never saw the OJ doc?
Well, did you see Trump do it too last year?
Trump's a notorious cheater. Trump is one of the biggest YouTube golf liars. Hands down.
You go OJ with me. I'm sorry.
Because OJ famously would cheat all the time. And he'd hit a wayward drive, right? And then OJ would come like run up to his ball in front of the group. And he'd go, did you see that? My ball just happened to land in the rough on a tee.
Oh my God.
And everyone would be like, there's not a chance in hell. This drive you hit found a tee plugged into the ground and the ball landed on it.
Oh, what about OJ would suggest that he would lie? Come on.
Yeah, come on. He has a book that says if I would have done it, but he didn't, obviously, guys. Come on.
He was absolutely positively not guilty on that.
Look, I, again, Steph,
rest in peace,
and Bryson saying that he was hitting a 320-yard drive perfectly onto the green with the driver. I've played that course a gazillion times. Now, he is in shorts, which tells me the weather was probably
nicer,
more humid than it would normally. Because, look, Lake Merced in the afternoon, super windy. And if you play that, it used to be the back nine, which is the old 10th hole, which is now the current first hole. There's just not a chance in hell you're hitting driver 320 into the wind on that hole. It's just been curated. I don't believe it. That's all. That's the only thing I have a beef with. The whole video is amazing, but the OCD in me, the accuracy guy in me, is like, guys, why are we lying about how far we're hitting a golf ball?
Because that's what we like to do. Size matters, Joe. Guys lying about the range and the length?
As I
said,
Pajemski, who says he's 6'5", and we know that he's not 6'5".
Well, we just had a five-minute conversation that I said that Wemby could be like 7'6", or something, and you're like, no!
Yeah,
it's not, it's not true! Don't miss the kickoff show, by the way, with Lo Neal and Evan Giddings at Laughing Monk Brewing Sunday at 3 p.m. A guy that does never lies, Lo Neal, when it comes to like his 40 times. Remember when Guru thought he could beat him in a 40-yard dash? Is that still on, by the way?
Wait a minute. Guru thought he could beat who?
Lo Neal. You remember that? That was like a couple months ago. He thought he could beat Lo Neal in a 40-yard dash.
I don't know about that.
If you're going to the game, by the way, Sunday night, are you going to go to the game, Joe? Sunday Night Football?
Yeah. Carter's going to go with me.
Really?
Yeah.
Is little guy?
What?
Little guy going?
To a night game?
Yeah.
Not a chance.
Not a chance? All right. You can sign up for the free shuttle to and from the stadium, though, right now. First come, first serve. Go to the Eventbrite page on the website, 95thegame.com. Sign up now. That's 95thegame.com.
Here's the bigger takeaway from this Bryson-Steph Curry thing that America should care about, and specifically the Bay Area.
America.
Anything Steph Curry touches goes to gold.
Yeah, he's got the Midas touch.
He really does. I mean, the universal love across just, you know, ages and, you know, financial backgrounds. And
Joe, I don't know if you know this. I don't know if you know this. It was called the State Warriors. Then Steph got there, and then it turned into the Golden State Warriors just because of his touch.
Do me a favor. Don't do that joke ever again.
It was pretty good. Come on. As you're a dad now, that was pretty good.
Awful.
I'll give myself a two.
I get sensitive regarding the Golden State Warrior name because I have everyone, where is Golden State? We don't even know where it is.
Well, the Golden State.
I got that question a lot.
Yeah.
It's California, baby. It's just, there we go. We are the real state's team. Not Sacramento.
You know
not
how
Los
they got
Angeles.
The name?
We're California's team.
Does anyone know how they got their name?
Sure. Let's go down sit on your lap. What is it?
Well, no, let me learn the history of the team, guys.
Sure.
Do you know?
Tell us.
Okay,
educate the audience.
Do you know? Carter? Okay, Frank Muley, who was the owner of the team. They were originally in San Francisco. They were the San Francisco Warriors, and they were at the Cow Palace, and they were looking for, you know, to be able to drum up interest on the team. They started barnstorming around the state. They even played home games in San Diego, if you can believe it. And they would be all around the entire greater Bay Area until they eventually landed on Oakland as their destination. And they figured it would be easier to market the team if they came up with the name Golden State, as opposed to picking one specific city, because they literally didn't know where they were going to play.
Almost all home games were played in Oakland. That season six were played in San Diego, but none.
Oh, see?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Look at that. Wikipedia. That helps.
Now, back when Oracle, at the time, was called the Oakland Arena, I believe, they were renovating it. The Warriors played certain preseason games, maybe home games, I don't remember regular season, in San Jose. And my
I do remember like people telling me that.
So yes. Like I saw a game with my dad where Sean Kemp and Gary Payton in the preseason when actual guys played, the Rain Man laid down one of the dopest dunks I've ever seen in my life.
The Rain Man.
Yeah, Sean
Let it
Kemp.
Rain. I know.
And the glove. And his other nickname is Spawn because he's got like 700 kids. It's the greatest nickname
that
ever.
That should be Philip Rivers, right? Or who's my guy, Cromartie?
Antonio Cromartie.
Antonio Cromartie, there you go. By the way,
I'm sensitive regarding the Golden State name. Because,
clearly.
Because, no, it's a great name. I think it's unique for them. I think it fits for because it's the only team that, at the time, represented the greater Bay Area as opposed to one of the cities.
Well, that's why it makes the Tim Roy call, and obviously our guy, Tim Roy, 95.7 The Game. Listen to him every single Warriors game on this station. The Bay's team is the best team. That's why it's so cool, because it is the Bay's team. Same with the Golden State Valkyries. Why do you think they were so successful in their first season? Because they got the entire Bay Area behind them. There is, and eventually it's going to be that way, for the Giants. Eventually, it's going to be that way, if it already is. I mean, East Bay is basically the Giants' territory anyways, quite frankly. There's still some A's fans. But for the San Francisco 49ers, everyone's just going to be Niner fans. And for a point, when the Raiders moved down to Los Angeles, it was like that for a lot of people. And 10, 20 years from now, there's going to be in hell. Young Benjamin, I think, wants to be a 49ers fan. I know. Young Benny.
Yeah, what are the kids in Oakland? Are they, like if you're in grammar school, what do they do? Do they stick to the allegiance of maybe their parents?
Well, you know, Joe, I could tell you on the other side what the kids are rocking these days. In the Oakland Municipal School District. Municipal? I think I just made up a word there, Carter. Who knows? Shout out education. This segment's brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring.
Education.
Water. Well, you did something yesterday helping the young minds of America, did you not?
Yeah, I went to San Francisco State's, is it BECA? BECA?
Yeah, that's right, the Broadcasting Electronic Communications program. I got a degree from there.
So. Yeah, and so I was being interviewed, and then I did like a whole kind of conversation with a couple of the kids. And
nice.
A couple of the students, excuse me.
Awesome.
Not kids, they're adults.
They are.
Degree.
Yeah, too long. Yeah.
You know, I don't consider you adult until you're about 25.
There you go. Well, yeah, that's when you can actually rent a car, so that's nice.
Yeah.
Nick Friedell, cousin Nick Friedell, covers the Warriors for The Athletic and is our Odyssey NBA insider. Joining us at 7:20. Get the lay of the land before the preseason game tomorrow at Chase Center between the Clippers and the Warriors. The health of Jimmy Butler, Moses Moody, all of that, plus Jennifer Lee Chan, JLC, 8 o'clock. What's going on with Brock Purdy? Limited in practice again yesterday. We'll get sound from what Kyle Shanahan said yesterday. Plus, wait till you hear what Joe Lacob, the owner of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, had to say with Tim Kawakami via the TK Show, the Odyssey podcast. Very, very juicy details there. It's all coming up next on The Morning Roast, Spadoni and Chasky.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive?
Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where this station is located, 10th floor, 88 Kearney. Wow. This is public knowledge, by the way. I'm not revealing a secret location.
That was courtesy of one of our YouTube chatters, Chicago Jason, who sent some Kara's cupcakes to the station yesterday, as you can see. And
I got a problem, though, Sammy, because it says specifically one show and one show only. It says Steiny and Guru on there in the notes.
Well, they were sharing.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh.
I got one. Carter got one.
Oh.
Evan got one. I think Lucas got two.
Wow, must be nice.
Grandy got one.
Didn't want to save any for, you know, Joe and I. You know, we're very hungry.
Well,
when
you guys left
here
before they arrived.
I'm okay with this. It's okay. Thank you, Chicago Jason, for sending it to the station. That was nice.
You know, Chicago Jason, if you're listening right now, I would have liked some. That's all I'm saying. You know, just it's okay. I'm a little jealous. I'm not going to lie. Just like Goo was jealous yesterday that Chris Broussard called Matt Steinmetz the media's Larry Bird, I'm a little jealous that they got the cupcakes. I'm not going to lie. Did you see that, by the way?
I did see that.
Did you see it? It was pretty good. And Steiny was loving every single
What did he mean by that? As a player or as a, like, meaning he's the equivalent of Larry Bird as a
As a
reporter.
Player. Like, as a, like, he could, like, pick up hoop and, like, uh-huh, like ball out. Because I guess the Boston media went up against the staff and coaches and assistant coaches of the Boston Celtics.
Gotcha.
And they got destroyed, meaning the media got destroyed. And that today, or back in the day, you know, they had some great hoopers in the media, a la Matt Steinmetz. So
that
shout
doesn't
out
surprise me.
Really?
I can tell Matt's an athlete.
Okay. Oh, really?
Well, because he thinks like an athlete on a lot of things. No, I'm serious. Like, I have a tremendous respect for Steiny's brain when it comes to thinking like an athlete.
You know what?
Me and him pick each other's brain all the time.
You know, you should tell him that tomorrow. He'd really appreciate that. When we have
I don't need to tell him. He knows it.
Over at 9:45. Every single Friday at that time. By the way, Dub Nation, as we're talking about the Warriors, because we do have some juicy Joe Lacob cuts I want to get to as he sat down with Tim Kawakami. And Joe, you posed a question to us before the show that we're going to pose to the audience. Very, very juicy, just like this giveaway we're doing all week long. Don't miss your chance to see the Warriors take on the LA Clippers at Chase Center this Friday, October 17th. That's tomorrow. The first 10,000 fans in attendance will get a Best Buddies bobblehead. Buy your tickets at warriors.com. And for your chance to score one of those bobbleheads, listen all this week between 7:30 a.m. and 8:30 a.m. for this sounder.
Why'd they pick him?
When you hear it, be caller number 5 to the contest lineup, 415-523-4652, and you'll win courtesy of the Golden State Warriors. And speaking of the Golden State Warriors, Joe, they open up next Tuesday against the Los Angeles Lakers. And there's a lot going into this season. Expectations wise, hell, we just talked about it yesterday. You think they can get to the NBA Finals?
I said there's a path.
There's a path. You think they can? Not saying that you think they're going to. You said they can.
Well, you know, we want to make sure we get it right.
Yes,
because you know you could be on a trajectory to get to the finals.
Sure. Thank you. There's always a there's a path.
I had to get there.
What is it during the election season? There's a path to win Rhode Island. Look, if you win these counties.
The reality is this is that I listened to the entire Joe Lacob, Tim Kawakami podcast and sit down. And look, Joe loves to do a lot of, the owner, loves to do a lot of gibberish where he likes to protect himself on all sides. But you got to read between the lines on things that he says. And that's why I went through a lot of the audio. We sat down. And I'm like, when you say the same things over and over and over again, well, those are the things I'm going to highlight.
Okay. And he said a lot of things, but particularly he was talking about the window. And I think we've all been talking about the window, not, you know, the window that's right there or outside or whatever that's slightly ajar, although it's getting a little chilly. The championship window. That's what we're talking about here. The championship window. To hell with the two timelines. I never really bought that thing anyways. People are locked into this two-year window, whether it's Steph, whether it's Steve Kerr, whether it's Mike Dunleavy, and specifically the owner. Here he is talking about the future. The future, which is on the top of every Warriors fan's minds when it comes to Steph, Draymond, Kerr, and this window.
So, I mean, there's two ways to look at it. We're committed. This is a two-year. I think Mike said it. Steve said it. Steph has said it. this is kind of a 2-year program for now. And hopefully we're still continuing to develop some players so that we're not high and dry at the end of, you know, 2 years, or maybe it's 1 year, maybe it's 3 years. I don't know. But we're, for the most part, we're kind of all in on these next 2 years. And I think that's the way we're thinking about it. And we'll have to see a year or two out what develops in terms of where we're really sitting for that point going forward. There's no replacing a Steph Curry, for instance, overnight. I mean, we all know that. That just doesn't happen. So, you know, at some point, there's probably going to be some rebuild of sorts.
We are all in for the next 2 years. All in. That's what I keep coming back to. That's what you kept coming back to. Is it not, Joe?
Yeah.
2 years.
Well, when you marry yourself to Horford, Draymond, Jimmy, and Steph, I think you have no other course of action but to be all in for the next 2 years. Really all in for this year, all in. If unless this year, you know, the bottom falls out and we end up looking like Peyton Manning in his last year.
Yeah. Who did win a Super Bowl.
Like, and this part about, like, developing players and whatever, you know, I think that he gets a lot of grief for this. I see online yesterday, everybody is, like, mad at Joe Lacob regarding, like, him saying, yeah, I'm a little surprised that Draymond Green and Steph Curry are as good as they are, as old as they are.
Wait, they got mad at that?
Yeah, because of because he drafted Kuminga and he drafted Wiseman. And again, it's as if none of you have ever played sports at any level, anytime. Just because you have a bunch of great, like, let's go high school. You have a bunch of great juniors and seniors. You're not trying to develop freshmen and sophomores. Just because you're a great business like Apple and you've got a bunch of senior leadership, you're not trying to develop the next wave. No one's saying that you're not invested on the current board that you have now, but that doesn't mean you're not trying to develop talent down the line. Every business, every team in America, no matter what the age is, okay, they are trying to develop inexpensive talent to contribute. So, I don't know. I think it's the most ridiculous misnomer about the, like, can you bring it up, like, the two timelines? No, they had draft picks. There were alternates out there that were veterans that once you take the pick, okay, there's money attached to it. You have to align the money. But before you draft that guy and you have a pick, you cannot just trade the pick for a player making $15 million. You had to line up the salaries. So, I think there's a misnomer in how business in the NBA operates.
I think that's ridiculous that people are upset about that. I have the actual quote. I have the quote. I want to play it now because now I'm getting upset, Joe. This is Joe Lacob on not knowing Curry and Draymond could continue to do what they've been doing.
You have to at least think about these things. You have to have some plans. This is what's hard about this, right? No one knows the answer. No one knew that Steph could be this good at this point in time, or that Draymond, particularly, people you thought he would break down, right? If you're being honest, at some level, because he plays so physically and he's so undersized, going against all these monsters in there. Who would have thought he could do this? He's been remarkable, remarkable. And other than this back injury, you know, a little bit there for a while, when I had mine, I think it was roughly similar. I mean, who would have thought this, that he could stay this healthy? He's doing a great job. These guys are doing a great job of keeping themselves fit and prepared, and our training staff has been amazing.
Yeah, it's not a hot take to say, like, it's like people are acting like you should have known that Draymond and Steph would play at this level forever. No, it's and by the way, Draymond has taken a slight like dip, right? We've seen it.
So did Steph prior to Jimmy coming.
Exactly, but he's still really good, and that speaks to the Hall of Fame talent that both of them are. But it's not crazy for him to think, yeah, when they're 35 and 37, maybe they won't be that good. I think that's logic. That's what happens,
Joe, that's
in 80, sports.
80 years of National Basketball Association history tells you there are maybe 4 or 5 guys who have defied history. And so for you to think that you had multiple guys like that on your roster, that would probably be more lunacy than it would be, like, you're disrespecting them. It's like, no, like, you could think that Steph would age gracefully, but we can all admit, like, we are a little surprised that he's as good as he is. It's okay to admit it.
You can say it's a pleasant surprise. That's okay. That's what we're at.
Here's the other thing that I just want to just, and I want to get into the championship
stuff.
This mythical Miles Turner, Pascal Siakam was going to save us trade for Jonathan Kuminga or Wiseman at any point? You're really dying on the Miles Turner hill, all you people, all you hipster bros drinking craft beers that think you're basketball experts and you haven't dribbled the basketball your entire life. You didn't even make your freaking seventh grade team, and you're over here talking about, like, we needed Miles Turner. He was the difference between being a first round exit and us being a champion.
I mean, a little bird.
Just shut up.
A little birdie
and
told
us. I like Miles Turner, but shut up.
Yeah, he's not. Please, Miles Turner.
This is who we're arguing about.
Pascal Siakam, Miles Turner.
This mythical Giannis for Kuminga trade never was real.
Well, remember Lauri Markkanen. I mean, that was a whole summer. You got to have Lauri Markkanen.
The Pascal Siakam one's another one. Like Pascal, and I like Pascal Siakam, but like...
He was never re-signing here, by the way.
The two of them were together last year and they didn't win the championship.
Yeah.
How ironic is that?
They did. They lost their best player, but I hear you on that. But Pascal Siakam was never re-signing here. Like, a little birdie told both of us that behind the scenes. That was very tapped
and
in.
The Raptors didn't want what we were giving.
Correct. What's coming up with the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. More of what Joe Lake about to say in the sit down with Tim Kawakami and the championship window. Warriors fans, you all in? Whatever it takes these next 2 years. Who cares about after that, right? Right? On 95.7 The Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And it was Jonathan Kuminga playing Peacekeeper. Would you look at that?
I'm very curious to see how this season shakes out very early on, too. We got Nick Friedell joining us about 30 minutes, Joe. Covers the Warriors for The Athletic and obviously our Odyssey NBA insider. We love Nick. Apparently, he's getting a surgery today or something. He's getting a root canal. Oh, maybe we'll have to ask him about that. Ever had a root canal before?
No.
Yeah, I know you were going through like major like dental yeah. like, stuff, no. but yeah. never the root canal? No,
I did major planing on my gums.
Mm. Yeah. Got it, yeah. I'll pretend like I know what that means.
I didn't know what it meant either until Dr. Barry and the crew got me settled.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. But I know you have a big fear factor of that right now. And I know Warriors fans are fearing the end of Stephen Curry and Draymond and this and the dynasty that was.
No, I don't actually think it's that. No. I
there's
disagree.
No fear? No?
Sons of Anarchy. So like this is how I'm approaching
Sons of Anarchy.
I'm gonna set this up. So, Sons of Anarchy actually ended in a very ridiculous way, but I actually think it's apropos to how I want the Warriors to finish this out.
You better be careful. What's Sons of Anarchy, by the way, for those that
it's
don't
know? It's a television
know.
Show about a bunch of motorcycle gangs, and it's great. You know what? Forget that.
Is it loosely based on like the Hell's Angels kind of a thing? And
it's
that's
not loosely based on anything. I mean, yeah, I guess you could say Hell's Angels, but like...
I mean, it's fiction. That's why I still have to say it's like loosely
ridiculous.
Based.
Yeah, okay.
So are we talking like Dubs of Anarchy now?
We're all
I'll use place. A better one for everyone to understand
Four.
Where we're at. Sam, I mean, you're just... I mean,
sorry, I'll wait till 9 o'clock.
I'll wait till 9 o'clock.
You know what? I'll just
try to win championships here.
Take the headphones off and let you do the show.
We're trying to win championships here.
All right. This is how I view the next 2 years for the Golden State Warriors. Joe Lacob is the equivalent of Tony Montana at the desk after the hit gone wrong, snorting a bunch of blow. And in this particular analogy, we're just wasting away all the draft picks. We're wasting away all of the youth because we are trying to go to war for the next year or two to cash in a championship. And if we happen to get the M16 out of the particular closet after Gina dies, we're going to go shooting in a blaze of glory, in a blaze of glory, saying, I'm Tony Montana. As our back gets blown out at the end of the movie, that's how I want the Warriors to go out. I want them to go out thinking they're on top, doing everything they can with that M16 of draft picks and all of the different assets that they might have to just win one championship so that when it's all said and done, the corpse of this particular era can fall down into the water, face plant, say, we gave it our all. The world was ours for about five freaking championships, and I can rest easy. I can rest easy. What I don't want them to do is try to die. Like, we're going to be very careful with our assets moving forward because we want to make sure that whoever inherits this organization after we're gone, it's in good hands. Guys, newsflash. We'll figure out next year and down the line. I'm not worried about it right now. This is not my 401k. This is not my, life investment. All right. This is the basketball team that has a once in a generation owner and a once in a lifetime type of a player in Steph Curry. Like, you do everything you can to win one championship.
I mean, is there an argument against that? I guess. Are people making the argument that you don't do that? The over. You know, arching sentiment I get from Warriors fans, most of them anyways, and if you disagree, 888-957-9570, the floor is yours. Shout out, the world is yours, as a Scarface, Tony Montana once said. Everyone's saying that, right? To go all in. I don't hear an argument for the other side, and I would love for someone to make the argument against not going for it these next 2 years. And going for it meaning, if you have to make a huge trade at the deadline, and I think that's kind of what we're all leading, to add onto this roster, and you give up, let's just, for the sake of argument, Kuminga, Pods, Moody, all three of those guys. And maybe it doesn't take all three, but I'm just saying for the sake of argument. All your young assets that you're looking forward to. I know TJD. I know you got Quentin Post, Will Richard. Maybe Will Richard's a part of it. I don't know. But all your guys that you're looking forward to playing after Steph and Draymond have retired, you get rid of. Are you okay with doing that if it means getting you one step closer to competing for a championship?
Knowing what I know now, had the 1995 49ers, the year after the Super Bowl, now they won it in January of 95, but it was the 94 season. Yeah. Knowing what I know now and how long we've been knocking on the door,
what I wouldn't have given to win back-to-back.
Right.
What I would not have given, I would have given all the years of misery in between Steve Young winning the Super Bowl, and let's just say, I'll even go as deep as like the Niners in the NFC Championship game against the New York Giants in 2011. I'll give up all those years to win one more, knowing what I know now. You know what I would give for one Niners Super Bowl? Okay? Like, oh my God, I'd give it the next 20 years of Niner football. So, I wouldn't give 5 years of draft picks and whatever however horrific the future might be for an opportunity. Now, it'd be one thing if Steph Curry had proven to me over 15 years they couldn't win a championship. Mm. Like, if this were Chris Paul, I'd be like, if this were James Harden, I don't know, man. T-Mac, I don't know. This is like Kobe or Duncan or, you know, Michael Jordan of your franchise. You do whatever it takes, because he's proven that if you can get close, he'll get you across the finish line. See, to me, this is a very unique situation, and I'm all in, all out. I want to hear from one, just one person in the Bay Area who thinks, nah, I want to keep some of these assets for the future. Like, I would love to hear that argument, and I will let you explain it to me. Win me over. I dare you. I'm triple dog dare you to come on here and make the argument for why they should salvage any picks.
Joe Lacob on the TK Show via Odyssey on this being a two-year window for the Warriors.
I mean, there's two ways to look at it. We're committed. This is a two-year. I think Mike said it. Steve said it. Steph has said it. This is kind of a two-year program for now, and hopefully we're still continuing to develop some players so that we're not high and dry at the end of, you know, 2 years, or maybe it's 1 year, maybe it's 3 years. I don't know. But we're, for the most part, we're kind of all in on these next 2 years.
Brought to you by Golden State, sir, in the Bay Area for three generations. So, when you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoldenStateLumber.com.
And I find it ridiculous, actually, when people try to compare what the San Francisco Giants did to what the Warriors are trying to do right now. Everyone, like, and Sam said it to me in the green room. Sam, exactly what did you say about the Giants at the end of their run? Do you remember?
Well, I mean, we were talking about just, I mean, I don't even think they really went all in a way that we're kind of wanting the Warriors to go all in on.
That's kind of my point.
Yeah.
Remember, it wasn't all in. It was not trading Bumgarner. That was the thing, right? There was like, no, we're going to keep him. And then he ended up choosing the Diamondbacks.
You can't trade Bum in Pochi's last season.
Exactly. It was like, we weren't going anywhere, so it didn't matter.
Guys, there's an argument. As great as the Giants run was, the best hitter you got to pair up with Buster Posey was Hunter Pence. And I'm not knocking Hunter Pence. How many zoom out of the Giants franchise?
We got Chris Bryant for a summer. I know. I'm telling you.
How many organizations would laugh at you by saying, like, Hunter Pence is the best player, we're going to pair up with the franchise's greatest catcher and greatest winner of all time? Like, they would laugh at you.
As we're seeing the Dodgers with Freddie Freeman, Mookie Betts, and Shohei Ohtani, all MVPs.
And that $350 million guy in Yamamoto.
And we see,
and Blake Snell.
Yeah, exactly. And we see,
I mean, go right down the
list. We see guys like Julio Rodriguez, Vlad Guerrero right now on the other side. Like
it's ridiculous.
Jackson Chirio.
It's absolutely ridiculous. So anyone that wants to make these comparisons about the Giants, my argument to them would be they kind of went half in. And what they did was worse than not going all in. Because they're like, ooh, we like Greinke, but we'd rather have Samar Jankweto.
Oh.
Which was a horrible decision.
I liked Cueto. He couldn't stay healthy.
And no, Samardzija, I did too.
Samardzija just
was garbage.
Ugh, horrible.
Garbage.
He was a thrower. He was never a pitcher. Ever. I mean,
it's just like, hey, Shark. Denard Span is not going all in. I'm sorry. It's just not.
Kevin Pillar? I know. We're kidding here. But like,
Jimmy Butler in his sport, is like, it's the equivalent of when you have Giancarlo Stanton and you develop Aaron Judge, and you put them together, right? Two great players that would be great on. They would be the three or four hitter on any team.
I think this is where I'm at, and where you're at, and where most Warriors fans are at. And 888-957-9570, Warriors fans, are you going all in?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on the team to win, and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh!
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.